Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Hello and welcome to Talking Wealth. This is David Thang, Global Market Strategist at Wealth Within. For those of you who have read Market Wizards, you would be familiar with Jack Schwager. I recently attended a seminar in Melbourne where the wizard himself was presenting and wanted to share with everyone my thoughts on his presentation. In particular, a few pointers that he shared with the audience and my thoughts on those. To our listeners who haven't had the chance to read any of Jack's books, as a background, Jack started out as an economist, then became a research director. He initially focused on fundamental analysis and admittedly did not think too highly of technical analysis. This was until a member of his team, being a technical analyst, had a knack of picking the direction correctly. Now, on a number of occasions, this then led to Jack's interest to investigate further. It is now that he has a deep respect for what we do as technical analysts and traders. He then became an author and travelled the world to interview the best traders. I won't go into the details of the interview or the books, but rather focus on the top three points that I found interesting from the seminar, and in addition, I will expand upon these points with my views. The first point is, good trading should be effortless. Now, don't get me wrong, the business of trading is tough, very tough in fact. Hard work and countless hours are dedicated to developing a trading strategy, then undergoing a vigorous process of backtesting and forward testing. Once you are trading live, the hard work is then spent on analyzing the market for potential trading opportunities. When a trading opportunity presents itself, pulling the trigger or executing the trade should be an effortless process. You should not be in a position where you are hesitant on executing a trade. More importantly, you should not be in a situation where you are second-guessing yourself. Whenever there is doubt, or you find that you are being indecisive with your trade execution, it tells you a number of things. 1. You have not conducted enough backtesting and forward testing on your strategy. And 2. You simply don't have confidence in your trading strategy. If any of the points that I've just mentioned resonates with you, it is wise to stop trading and revisit your strategy, backtest and forward test. It is crucial that you have faith in your strategy and be able to execute flawlessly and effortlessly, regardless of what the market throws at you. The second point of discussion that I want to highlight with all you savvy traders out there is, accept that losing is part of the game. Naturally, as humans, we are wired to be right all the time, or as often as we can be. When it comes to trading, forget about it. We need to do a full 360 and change our mindset. When I mentor traders, the first element I instill is the fact that they should accept that they will have losing trades, and plenty of them. Accept it. It's simply part of our business of trading. If you can't accept being stopped out of positions, then trading is not for you. You will find that those that are new to the market, when faced with a losing position, they will say things like, "I will close my position when I reach break even." Whereas a professional trader will tackle the same situation by looking to cut their losses pronto and then focus on the next trading opportunity. If you are wrong, cut your losses. Never hope. We need to understand that if a trade is not working out, trying harder won't help the cause. An interesting approach by Steve Cohen, a professional trader interviewed by Jack, said that he would approach a losing trade this way. If a trade was causing you any discomfort, cut the position in half. You are now left with half the position size of the original trade. If it continues to cause you discomfort, then cut it in half again. By now, you only have a quarter of the original position running, which should be no big deal. The third and final point I want to share with you today is a comment that Jack made during the presentation, which really caught me by surprise. He said that you should put on a larger position when your edge is present. Other words, when a trade setup is clear and perfect in your eyes, load up on the trade. Now, just pause for a second. Does anyone agree with this statement? Have a long, hard think about it. From my perspective, I would disagree with Jack's comment. Why? You may be wondering. Okay, let's think about it. Even if a trade setup presents itself, that could turn into a losing trade. There is no sure win when it comes to trading. Let's say that you normally would risk $100 on a trade, meaning your maximum loss on any one trade to be $100. Now, you find yourself seeing a so-called perfect trade setup, in which you decide to risk $1,000 on the trade. What if that trade that you were so sure of ended up being a losing trade and you lost $1,000? How will that affect your psychology? You would feel pretty shattered, right? How many winners will you have to now pick to recoup that $1,000 loss? Therefore, by trading this way and loading up on a sure win trade setup really goes against the norm in terms of risk management. Risk management, in my books, is the most important element that you need to master in order to become a successful trader over the longer term. You need to keep your risk consistent on each and every trade that you take. For example, if I have defined that I would only risk $100 on each trade, I would not lose more than $100 on any one trade. Final point to note is that each trade that you take should be a perfect setup anyway. You should not be taking setups that look okay, as the chances of deviating from your trading plan to be likely if you were to do this. In summary, though I would agree with most of Jack's content from his presentation, his last comment on increasing your position size on a high probability trade setup really threw me off guard, and certainly a point which I don't agree with. Thanks for listening. I'm David Thang, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.